Lamatzinu b'tora isu lehedra. All our Gemara. And two Lashonos and Rashi. Okay? The Ika is a second shot. Fine. To be Zayin, Raya, Rakshaya Minig Yisrael. Look very carefully. It's very important to see. Rakshaya Minig is Kodun v'Yisrael. Shotetzen Anosha Peruos Rosh. Al mikomukam ein mikan raya li isur Torah. It doesn't say. Rak the Ika Rayaso of the Gemara. The Tziv Satorah lefrorosh ishazuk telet avlo gil salonu sheratzon Hashem yizorah. It's a phrase. Sheisharu b'menhaga makodem azeh shlotzes pruos rosh. Opening day shir. Way back in, when it was August. We spoke about Kesev Yishkol Gemara Psulus as being a source to Ksuba Daraisa. And there too, if you recall, we saw the Rabban Chumash said, doesn't mean it's a chi of Gomer, that was the Minig Yisrael. And if the Tanakh Kodesh Baruch Hu put that Minig Yisrael into the Torah, it means he'd like that should continue. Doesn't mean it's a chi of Gomer. Similarly over here. And remember, we saw more recently, we spoke about the obligation of support. So it says in Parshas Mishpatim is coming up very soon. So there it says that, Yotza Ishta Imo, Mark Kiddushin of Chompeh, Rashi quotes part of it in Chumash, that the master is responsible to feed the wife and kids of the Eved Ivri. Why should he be more obligated than the man himself? If Mizonos Isha the Rabbanan and children are certainly the Rabbanan. So the Ramban writes again that there was no obligation on a husband to support his wife or the father to support the kids, but that was a minute. Decency requires it. And the Torah is simply recording the decent custom, which prevailed for sure at the time, and putting it in the Torah. Lubava Chereba is very angry with that. This can't be. Bakul Kami Alfusus. And I tell you, I believe secretly you meant this. That if you say that, you say this too. That the Paras Rosh Yishuv just means it's a minute. It's not really a chiyah, but he didn't want that in the worst way. And therefore, he said, you can't learn that pshat. So he had the chidush neira. But according to the, I think it was the chok mishlamo, the chiv to support your children with the raisa. But that's what he wanted to say over here as well. And we had another case in getting memzayim and beis secha, in which a man brings bikurim from his wife. Frektosis and gittin. What do you mean? The holiday of peiros is the rabbanon. So that's not memzayim as well here. Subas Memzayim. So the answer Tosis gives is, yeah, but the minig was, even in the old days, that the husband would be entitled to the fruits of his wife's field. So again, you have Kaseda, these kinds of situations where the Torah should be recording what was the prevailing custom, does not mean it's mandatory. So if you stop right over here, if you've stopped here where we're up to, and didn't go another line further, get an impression that the Yeshua Jacob's grandson is saying something which is remarkable. That there's absolutely no Isser. It's just that at Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach that we should follow the this custom. I want to show you later the ritual, remind me, that you blush the Asmach, the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach, something very similar. Let's go a little bit further, okay? Watch. Umeat Amina. Zeo Atam do Asfina Pru Roshak and Nesuas lo Arusas. After Rusuk and Asua linen Easter Exus ish. From the cave and Loas Vitorah, Prus Rosh, Lahenya, Beatius ish. Fraction Gilsa, she sharpen in Hogam, a codame. Your name in Hogam, Zahel, and old me codam, Shekibloa Torah. Look at this now. Shinogos, Shalotus, Prus Rosh, Shuk. The Chemotin, Bibne Noah, Senadin of Nunches. Mamus Hatoras, Exus ish. We should tiffer Rosh, and Shuk. Look at Rashi. Your name, Umos, the Chem Yisrael. Kodem Matan Torah. Lo ha'el ma'rusa u'kenisa l'chupa. Lachshiva eishas ish. Rak b'ulas bal u'kemavur b'shas l'ned n'sham. B'ulas bal yesh lehem, but mekudeshes eilem. V'keim in the chazina, the lo omer Torah, rak shisha b'min ha'gam zeh. Al-kochok, rotzen Hashem Yisbarach. Watch this now, and here the words start to change a little bit. I'm not happy with his words, but I got to be honest with you. I'm going to take it. Lohavi le'esor pruas rosh b'chodesh. All of a sudden, the word is corrected. I'm not happy with the word Esther. I thought you say Rosh Hashem's Baruch, you know. It doesn't mean an Isser, but now the word, to be honest, the word Isser is found over here. He does the word, right? It's here. It's here. And before we even got there, we're here now. Where are we? Less of Pruas Rosh, right? See, the word that it's found over here, and even earlier, Lo Asra Torah Pruas Rosh Lai Dibeshish. He says Lo Asra. Okay, that's not so bad. But here he says Lesser. To be honest, okay. Rakulas Baal Dibeshish Kamer Bnei Noach. Have a lot of my rulers after be Yisrael Abikeshish Sish Hold the Rain. V'Havein Zeh. What a beautiful idea. This is the grandson of the Yeshua's Yah. Okay? Very, very important. Very important. And a little bit later on, words like as follows. He repeats himself a little more. Kim Kain Zelo Ostra Torah. The Rav Be'elu Shenoga Mikfar Lachasas Rosh and Gilsa Torah. He keeps going back and forth. Sheratna Shemiz Baruch Shekinai Elohem L'Shanas Haminig Azel Lulas Lomim. He keeps going back and forth between Osir and between Ratna Shemiz Baruch. I am Mona Grusha. I, there was no such minig Shas and Hedrin Fakert. Yerli, no. A different reason. Lomisham Easter Torah again, Luparas Rosh Isha. But the cave at the Beyond the Sue, also in the Chuyovas Chasa Saroshan, Asuras Shuv the Galos and Mishab Erva, Nabikishar Makomas and Machusas Visha, Rakapsula, so his skill in Melam Leda Kisi Rosh, Havadaka the Galoso, is Mutter. Well, if he's out of a Borets, lead him in Sumakomo, Shigaba Psula, see you Daka the Chasa Roshan, Asuras Shuv, we deal the Galasar. This is what he says. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is the yesod of the Sefer Yeshua's Yah. Okay, fine. It's not completely clear. Before I go any further, I want to show that ritva. Go back to it. Yeah. Just to show you what my memory is like. Found the right place. Oh, here we go. Hoda kama amar kadosh baruch hu imru lefanei malchus zechronos v'shofros. From the afal gav the pesukei malchus zechronos v'shofros eilat min haTorah v'derabbanan k'di parishna. Malchus is a different pasuk. Fine. Zebana b'chol makom shatam zichronos of son of Malchus. Malchus samchul rabbana letkune hani midat pesukei detkiyasa. Mosharochi omer Rabbi Akiva shama kadosh baruch hu ima lefanei malchus zichronos v'chule. Shkomashi yesh lo asmachta ben apasuk. Here, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Sheroy Lassus came. Didn't say Rotsim, but Roy. And the Shech Lokavuch Ova, Umasor Lachachamim. Was ever Dor of a Borah Beemis. For lo could there be ever first in my smackle shoes, Kederach Simon, Shenosu Chachamim, Velo Shkavanas Ator Lekach. Chas Vishalom, Yishtaka Hadova Velo Yeomer, Shezu Das Minusu. The Rambam says this, I say. Minus is after curses. Yeah, that's what the ritual didn't pull any punches here. Avala Torah Yira Bekach. Therefore, give us Machal the Ram and a Torah. She'ena Machach and Dava Miliba. Torah Shabbat Peribuza, but Torah Shabbat Savi, Timina Chazan Shomla, Yir Chaserachlo. I thought he used the word Rotan Hashem. I made a mistake. He used the word Roy. But it's the same idea. Okay? But it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. That's a fun. Now, having said all this, Rav Osai, I'd like to discuss the following. I told you, if you recall, that I had a shita that the purpose of the woman who's for covering her hair, based on my story, the one apple, the two apples, is that they should know in a flash whether or not this woman is married or single. So I found a sefer called Halavush Kilchoso. This is a came out in B'nai Barak, Tov Shanayim Beis. Who wrote it? I have no idea. I have no idea. He has Haskamas, remember, Yul Arbach. Nachzit Tov L'tam L'chocham Choshev Yirei Elokim. His name is not here. You want, if you want, it gives you a phone number. I wonder if that phone number is his number or it's a Merchus Farm's number. You can try if you want to call it. It's in Yerushalayim, 537-7028. Or you want to call a cell phone, 052-763-8441. That's all found on the page. Don't say who did it. I mean, I was coming from a Gans, who's from Matisov. The rest is coming from B'nai Barak. So I'm not sure if it's B'nai Barak or Yerushalayim. I can't figure it out. But I mean, you as follows. Yes, he says, it's in fact a mala niflo. A mala niflo means it's a great thing. I'd like to show you this in the Pesukei Teshuva. Let's go if I can find it for you. We'll start with this and then we'll move a little bit to what he says. Pisketshuva Simen Chaf Aleph of Cotton Bays. We discussed this a little bit, if you recall. Pruas Rosh, a whole discussion, the Rabbi Avraham's opinion. So the question becomes, in here, Pisketshuva quotes from the Chavas Yor. Let's see if you can find it, Rabbi Osai. Look at this now. A year before. Watch this now. Rabu Kobs and Molel is the end of the Lokesef. Okay. And look at this now. So Levi said to Reuben, don't marry off your sister so quick, because when my wife dies, we'll marry her. Oh, kind of crazy idea. Can you imagine this? The kids and immigrants, what he's saying is as follows. Look at this. What do you want to do? Isn't it an amazing story? What should he do? So Godol Be'iro said, let the Kiddushin take place in front of two witnesses. And she's Mekudeshes. After the wife will die, he says, wait a minute. Men can have two wives. I'm not sure if it's Sfarim Ashkenazim, but it's a terrible thing. Why? Because you say, Rabbi, I should sleep and prove to zoo. Liach Masha Thomas Ishti. You get back out again. It's a garnished. He wants the guy to go back out. Yom HaMe'achshav, even if there's no Chashashav in a Gershom, lo tikin ba'aruso, only by the Suha, v'kom gom HaMe'achshav, te'ech telech b'priyas rosh. How should she go with her head uncovered? V'yod, yeshlocha shlekama Chashashav v'takolos, ki minhag b'churi Yisro, ha'prutzim, l'ne kalas roshim ha'psulas. Ava ma'nesuas, God together. V'ein mi no, shenog kalas, in those days anyway. So therefore, don't do it. What's he saying? That's exactly what I said. If she goes with hair uncovered, they'll think she's single. That's exactly what happened at that party that I talked to you about, that mixer. That's what started Meiridik. It's exactly me, Baruch Hashem, as Mechavet and the Pesach Teshuvah. All right, and this is coming from whom? Is it from the Chavis Yor? Is it from the Chavis Yor, right? Chavis Yor. Okay, so great. So he writes over here this beautiful sefer as follows. Find the page number over here. He says he wants it. The question is, he thinks that the point of covering the hair is it sneers. Women should, the people shouldn't see her beauty, the extra beauty of her hair. Okay? Fine. He writes over here as follows. The key to reality is mal the flaw. Shayada nita nahafkin ben pnuyel nesua. Great, great. Ach ein zu matoras ha-mitzvah. Oh, man. He had it in his hand. He threw it away. It's not the purpose. I think it is the purpose. Quotes the Pesachet Shuvah from Chavis Yor. I just read it to you. Then he quotes the Api Zutri. What notes are posted there? Right? This is exactly what I said. Api Zutri. What notes are posted from Simcha Palas of Beis. But then he says, no. I read you the words of the Otzer Poskim, Papi Zutri. Vadai dava magunahu, lelechas and asuas kuma psulam. Uduchal apokas, oya lenechasas mitzas roshan. Losim al hapeya nochris, ah, the shetel. So if b'nei roam, they shouldn't think that it's her natural hair. Then she hefesh, ben psulas and asuas. Do it to write to me, right? No. Rehu rak genai, avul eno ikiratam. Wow! What does it mean? Why not? I thought that is the Igarata. What's his right that it's not true? Next page, 144. He brings six rights. Six rights that I'm wrong. Six. One. The Rambam says, Achas Pnuyachas Eshesish. Oh, that's two. One sec. What's one? Is that Tams Elabuska Bishumakum? It's not true. It's safe and the safe Amorachai in the Sechda Brochus, which printed long before. 20 years before he printed the safe. Guess he hasn't seen my safe. Number two. Rambam says, Achas Pnuyah. He's right. He's 100% right. According to Rambam, my chat is wrong. 100,000% right. Zohar HaKadosh says, even in the house. He's right. According to the Zohar. Everything he says so far is right. It wasn't printed anyway. He saw. Okay. I can't fault him. It's a big part of the safe printed in New York. And the Rambam is right. The Zohar is also right. Yes?
A little off topic, but generally speaking, does the Zohar like give halachic like?
Okay, so the Magen Avraham writes, I think it's in his Tefillin somewhere, that the general principle as far as the Zohar is concerned, let's see if we can find it, is that if it goes against the halacha, we follow the halacha. It doesn't go, so it's nice to get to follow the Zohar. That's why I think it's over here as well. But let's first take that as a general rule. I think the Magen Avraham is here. What happened? One more time. I think it's in the Siman. We'll see soon. Here we go. Pasuk Knesset Do, L'Kol Yaposkim. Kol Davar Shebali HaKabbalah of HaZohar, Cholkim HaGemara, Halach achar Gemara v'aposkim. What's up in the Radvaz? Say for Yuchsin, Rabbi Alevi, Rabbi Yosef. Miu, im bali hakabbalah machmirin, yesh lahachmer gamken. You want to be machmer? Yeah. But I keep saying about this. You can't say it's a chiyuv. Rabbi Yosef, what's the real word for Kabbalah? What's the real word for it? It's pshat, remez, drush. So, partly, so. If it's a secret, I'm not going to know about it. How do you tell me that I have to do it? I don't have to know about it. Comes to halacha, ignorance is no excuse. But comes to Zohar, it's a good. I mean, and he says, "V'chol davash lohuska b'gemar v'poskim, hafishitza v'kabbalah, ein ani yecholim lochuf n'nokein." Rum. You can't tell somebody has to do it. So you can't tell a woman she's required to cover here in the house. You can't tell him. Before Shabbat Rav, you're not allowed to tell her that. You want to do it, be machmer, be a kimchis. We're not against it, Chalil. I think that's a good maramokam. Mogan Avram, again, simin, chaf hei, sivkot, chaf. Okay? Answer your question. Good. So Zohar's against me too, 100%. Ritva, tosis rit, prives rosh, univul, upritus lehisha. Well, that may be true, but there may be a priestess lehisha because she should cover her hair, so no one should start up with her as a married woman. It's no right against me at all. Five, the Rambam, tuki suyim. No right against me either. The second case is only a Ptas Yudis. Six, in some cases, a plea has to cover her hair. What's that? An almona. Get no right. That's what the Rambam's Ptas Yudis. All six rights of it to me are not even one of them is a right. Ksas. So if I insist on my chat, he mentioned it, and he rejected it, but I accept it. Okay. Yes, sir.
Didn't I mean to say the Rambam is not?
The Rambam's against me. Tell me, anyone have a sister who's single? Anyone have a single? She's covering her hair. So what? She's over 12. You're not following the Rambam. Of course it's against the Rambam. Once you're talking about against the Rambam, yeah.
So according to Rebbe, like the Das Moshe, that's just like two different things. The Das Moshe just
Das Moshe, in my opinion, is exactly to discriminate between a single woman and a married woman. That's my, again, you'll say, like, Dashina Tam of the Kor, I told you Dashina Tam of the Drush.
Yeah, but that's you, so that would be a separate thing of sneers?
Yes. Something. It is. We don't sneers. It's part of the sleeves. It's not do it's married or single. It's not do it being married, but that's yours. I mean, obviously, this particular thing does, according to Opsa. So, since he said it's not here and found it anyway, I'll tell you where it's found.
But a Pnuya in a Mokan that they all cover the Pnuya?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. She's required to do it. Presumably that would be Das Yehudis, that wouldn't be Das Moshe, presumably. Okay? Here's my words. Ula yesh lase is tam adin haTorah. I always say tentatively, can you say chas v'shalom kabu daiti? Ula. She'isha nesua chayeves l'chas asara, te'sheyedu hakol, she'i nesua. Oh, so why pick this simon? Just put two apples. Like suggested, is even more hashkafic. So that was the third level hashkafa. She'isha ola b'kedusha chenises. Kedusha, she became more holy than before. V'chol hakadosh yoseh tzorach kisi yoseh. Ein kamakom laharach b'zeh. If you take a look in Parshas Bamidbar, the end of the Parsha, the discussion of what has to be covered, if you look carefully, you see the Klei HaMishkan in certain situations have to be covered. Okay? Bole Ros Kivaz HaKadosh V'mesu. In other words, they have to cover them up because they're so holy, they deserve to be covered. So a woman gets married, it increases her kedusha, and therefore the appropriate simon is to cover the hair. Lifi Zeb Muban. Ha Dimidoraisa Din Nema Rakba Nesua. As opposed to what I'm on. I'm assuming like a Moshe against the Sefer Yeshua. Number two. V'day b'kisi rov rosha. That's enough of a simon that she's married, as opposed to if a minority sticks out. V'rak b'shuk. The bebeisa makirim shinesua. So I'm suggesting now that although I told you halakha lemaisa that a woman is required to cover her hair when she is in the privacy of her home, even if a man from the outside walks in, that din may not itself be a din d'oraisa. Can't prove it. V'chol zeh tam efshari. I'm very careful. V'din d'oraisa. V'ein af kamina v'zeh. Why? So that sheen and tam of the crow. I'm a little too tentative over there in my youth to write what I think now. That's sheen and tam of the drush. So I was trying to be a little more careful. This is written a long time. This is published a lot. This is published almost 23 years ago. It was written even before that. So you don't have to be a little bit careful. When you get older, you can say more bold things. I never changed it. This is the second I do it. The first I do it, sold out. This is only published 2012. But it was, I left it there. The idea of that Shina Tam of the Drusha, I did print in other Mamorim, but not in the Sefer. I printed it, I think, somewhere in my room. About Nida, I think I printed it, or some other place. Whatever. Let me go a little further. Fine. So I wanted to suggest a Chiddush Gadol. Rabbi said, I'll tell it to you now. What we plan to do for the next week, and spend a whole week on this, is in Yonim of Tznius, even as they go beyond Seir B'Sheherva, I want to discuss, first of all, Kol, we didn't touch yet. Kol is found in the saying of Brachos Chav Dalet, and issues of Kol Mestakel, which is Brachos Chav Dalet. Because I want to move from Super Saiyan Base to segue into Brachos Chav Dalet, because those two sugars are obviously linked to one another. And that's going to take us a long time to go about Tznius. But let me get, once I have the Sefer open, and end of Simet Tezayin, I'll be reading what it says over here. What's going on? That a hair is more chomer than a body. Why? That's the Devar Chamudas we spoke about a long time ago. Fine. But Seyar, there is no hair, because it's the single girls are wearing they are have the hair uncovered. It sends the man to a tizzy. There's no hair, he sees the hair, it's garnish. Al ken achiyu lechasos poel shame erva av she'en hiru. Mishnah Brewer writes, that closing your eyes should certainly work when it comes to the hair. I'm not so sure it's true. All of a sudden, the big megal becomes the big machmer, that's me. A big machmer. Why? How did we say at the very beginning? If the ears is Mishum Hirur, closing your eyes should work. If it's in Erva, it shouldn't work. So say there's no Hirur, so it must be also because of Erva, so closing your eyes shouldn't work. Oh, now we come to the famous, world-famous Aruch HaShulchan. This is, if you ask me, this is the most famous Aruch HaShulchan in the entire Aruch HaShulchan, in all the volumes. This is the most famous of them all. Yes?
Where do we have an idea that Erva doesn't close your work?
Well, they're two different dinim. Erva is one dinim, here's another dinim. That's the whole arich of the Rambam we spent so much time on. What is a tefach, what is less than a tefach? Right, that's what we spoke about. Svei dinim. You close your eyes, says, no, here your eyes are closed. But it's din erva, it wouldn't help closing your eyes. The mechaber paskins, not the mechaber, Mishnah Berurah paskins against the mechaber, closing your eyes doesn't help. But he says, doesn't help if mamish doesn't help. For Erva Mamish, what about Tefach? We spoke about that before. It depends on what's an Erva or not. 3-year-old, not. But the hair, the Aruch HaShulchan is more maker when it comes to the hair. Watch this. Look what he says. Vata, bo netzaveach al pirtzes doreinu, babonoseinu arabin. This is Ayin Hei Zayin. This is the most famous Aruch HaShulchan in all the 20 lives. This is it. You're seeing it right now. Shazer Shonim Rabos. He wrote 100 years ago, plus, and many, many years. Shenifritu Benos Yisrael Bavonze, Behochos Begili Arosh, Bechol Masha Tzoko Azehu Lo Le'ezim Lo Le'hoel. Viato Posasar Mispachas Shenisuos Hogos Besarosan Kumar Psulos. Oy Lonu Shaoso Biamenukach. Woe unto us. Yokoponim Ledina Nire. Shemutu Lonu Lispalo Lavarach Negan Roshayan. Habagulos, Kemen Sha'ata Ruban, Holchos Kach, Ruban, in Navardik. Not in Riverdale, Navardik. Fabakimakoma, and not 2015, but 1800 something. Habakimakoma, Samagulan Bagufa, Kumashkatva Morak, Hashem Rabiab, so Pegim, Zalashana, Kodrom Shiskan, Larab of Dafka, the Dabashem Regilas Nigolos, Habasula, Regila, Begili, Sailor Hashir and Nakahiru. Kemach at Slater got on the Suez and became the man like a hero. He's 100% right. There's no hero. And I say, so what? Only Machmir against the Aruch HaShulchan and against the Mishnah Berurah. I'm a Machmir all of a sudden. Every Chumra leads to a Kula and every Kula leads to a Chumra. I told this. I'm going to show it to you also. I'm going to show it to you in print. It's so important. I always say that way. You have to look for the truth as you see it. Oh, I want to be Machmir. Every Chumra leads to a Kula. Here too. They are machmir on some things, and therefore they say it's a kula, that today, nowadays, closing your eyes, or even opening your eyes nowadays, should be no problem when it comes to say it. The Mishnah Berurah says closing your eyes, and the Aruch HaShulchan says opening your eyes. Mishnah Berurah's fire against the Aruch HaShulchan, but he agrees to closing your eyes. And I say that, why don't we machmir against both of them? I like that of all things. Closing your eyes won't help, and opening your eyes certainly won't help. What do you got to do? Turn around. Turn to the side. At least according to the post, we're saying there's a concept of erva beyond the erva mamish. Now, b'shas ha'chayim can be made. There's nothing beyond the erva mamish. But mikra din, that's what I think. Okay. This is the famous Aruch HaShulchan, Ayin Hei Zayin. So I want to concede that there's no here, but it doesn't make a difference. What happens? Rabbi, I mentioned the following shaylah. Is the girl, a pretty girl, right? You're sitting there, you want to daven a venture. There's a pretty girl sitting right on the next table, let's say in the restaurant. You have no clue if she's single or married. No idea. Mahadin. You have no clue, you have no idea. Is she single? Is she married? No clue whatsoever. May you bench, or may you not bench?
What difference would it make if you married a single?
Oh, a single woman is allowed to keep her hair uncovered. A married woman is not. What do you say? Huh?
Specs
fake. Specs fake, huh? Maybe Ochel Shulchan is right. Maybe she's single. The Chazanish asks it.
You just described her as a pretty girl.
I just used that.
So then you killed it there.
Her back is to you. Her hair is pretty. You don't even see her face. You don't see her hair. The back. Fine.
Can you ask the same question about like the shaytol that like you're not really sure if it's a shaytol?
That's true too. You shouldn't take a chance. Oh. So I want to say the following incredible idea. Even if you accept the different chamudos, which I like to accept, that it's subjective. Zeroa is subjective. Shoka is subjective. It's das yuris, which can change from time to place. Seir is objective. Again, unless you're like the Mekilim. The Mekilim would say the whole Seir is only based on meaning is one thing. But we have Rishon, who says Isa Daraisa. That is objective. And I told you already before, what causes what? What causes what? Right, what's the cause and what's the effect? I read it to you. Tefak shok dinam ke'erva mipnei shegorim lehirur. The typical male is influenced by this. Okay? Well, let me first read you whatever the Chazanish found. It's found in Hilchos Krishma. It's one simon about this. And this is Kotan Ches, and I quote, Im se'a b'yish e'erva mishum hirur, it'd be mutter if he doesn't know if she's single or married. The Pesuk didn't write that way. Must be Kavu Chachamim Deser Nesua came in the Chayav Aslachasos Asa'ua Kierva. What came first, the chicken or the egg? The Chayav Aslachasos creates the Shem Erva. So it's Chazanish. Comes to the Tepet Meshok, the other way around. It's Tchua is an Erva because it causes Hiru. And therefore the Chayav to cover it. Say it's the reverse. Can't be caused here. A single girl can keep her hair exposed. No hero. Lehepuch, naapuchu. I quote to the coming of the Kodesh Odesu. Naapuchu. Ta Torah chima yishol nesu lechasas rosha. Umishim zed, he didn't serve to erva. And then, even if he doesn't know if she's married or not, it doesn't make a difference. If it's wrong, he's a suffer the chumra. So Rav Moshe takes this and says, we saw this true before. Even the Ramah holds pokos mitavach besoras and erva. B'seir mutter, seir doesn't need to hear. Oh. So again, having said this, I have a pillar, I have a kasha, who am I? I'm Rav Moshe. I want to say, forgive me, if you say the opposite of Rav Moshe, can I be forgiven for that? Not just different, opposite. Will you give me a heter to say? Rav Moshe, can I give a heter? Moshe was such an unbelievable going inside and say, Mamash is exactly the opposite of it. It gets me a little scared.
I mean, the point of Chazanish,
you can never mention public, honestly. What do you
mean you can't
mention public?
You never know if there are married women that are around that aren't covering their hair.
So, maybe they're not. But every case is different. I don't want to know. Today, the woman covered their hair. This is my wife, why I hang out usually.
Sometimes
they're
not in everyday life.
Riverdale. Where in Riverdale? Watch this. We're going to spend a lot of time discussing the issue of a mechitza. this is the time to discuss it, right? That the whole last series of Rambam is all about mechitza, mechitza and shul. It's written, the top part of the mechitza is made from glass. It's written in Rabbi to Los Angeles back in the 50s. Okay? Look where Moshe writes. Maybe they're going to wear Pretus. Oi, oi, L.A. Any from L.A.? Where's Angelino? It's not here. I've been in L.A. Anyone ever been in L.A.? L.A. is a beach town, basically. I mean, it's not quite Miami. That tops everything. But L.A. is, you know, I once called L.A. I once did a time I got married there. My wife and I went there for a little vacation there. I dubbed it the capital of Olam Hazeh. The weather is always perfect. It's much better than Miami. Miami gets too hot in the summer. L.A. is not the capital of Olam Hazeh. So whatever, I'm not going to that too more than that, and that, whatever it may be. Okay, watch this. Ula Yelchu in L.A., Bilvush Pritzus, Shadira Bissorin, Moshe, and Regilos, Lechus, Babel, Oseno, Rabim, Habe Noshim, Bibdin, Oseno. Be also the Spala, the Shepnei, the Sadez, the Noshim, the Spala, Lama Divrei Torah. All right, what's going to be? The rock, what Rabbi Moshe says. Everyone look carefully at the words. The rock, Bissoras, and Begulos, Shin is Spartu, Rabbi Noshim, Babel, Oseno, Rabim, ain't less than the Kuish, Mekanegdam. Vitam, it's not said in Kuish, Divrei Torah. And the Mechaba said it, because the Baruch HaShulchan, oh, and Moshe quotes it, the Kavish and his father, the Rehabi, Noshe, Rabshu, Vise, and said, the Chatzin, and every Kishma, the Eshad, the Eshad, the Raya, the Dol, and Vor, you know what's going on? I, Moshe, being the Raya, the Baruch HaShulchan. What's the Raya? The Hutz, Rab, Rab, Sheish, is Baruch HaShulchan, Dal, the Chiyach, the Seh, Bish, Erva, because the Shir HaShirim, she never saw a Kedera, Yizim, Shalom ne'mar le'inyan ze'el misvar bi'alma min the mishabech lo'kro b'gavo alma di'esh lo'chash yavu lihir v'amay lo'hevi akro the poor rosh yisha the b'zeh yalfina shasur as nefru as rosh b'daraisa alma di'en toli din chashivas le'erva le'hadin shatrich anachas as rosham ha'chut shuch la'svar di mishabech lo'kro b'gavo shma amel di'esh lo'chash lihir. I don't know if that's so. That shows how beautiful it is. And so that therefore the Torah HaKadosha shows, to choose as a sign, to discriminate between single and married, covering that beautiful part of the body known as the hair. I don't see why Rabbi Moshe's Raya is so compelling. In any event, that's what Rabbi Moshe says. With or without a Raya. The king, Me'acha Shechazinon, the Zeb Atzwein also, she had been Arabic for the Chazinon, Me'hod Lo, Habu Sars Pesula B'din Erba. Ava Debin Entarti. Need two. One, Shedak on the Chasos. And two, Shedadava Sheshlocha Shehiru. I don't think either of them. It's a shame Erba. But Lachain, if there are Roba Noshim Lechus Begulos, Av Shev Yisr, and Lachshiv is Erba Krishma Divar Torah, the Torah Matzis. Lachain, Av Shev Min Roar Lachma, and Lechus Melikos Connect. Fine. Abo, if there are bizarre mimakos and tzaralios mechusa, avshel is holchos megulos mitzat pritzus yesh tzatz mikos kriyash rabbi v'tor kenegdan. That's what he says. How do you like that? Better make one way glass. Okay. Rabbi says I hold exactly the opposite of Rabbi Moshe. When it comes to the parts of the body, seir and tefach and shok and zroa, the divrei chamudas is correct. If they all walk in that way, there's no problem. When it comes to Seir, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. I don't know. I thought if I cared for my brush.
This is side to side?
No, I assume so. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about all this. Okay? That's our main post, because we know it's Mishnah Berurah. Where are we here? Mishnah Berurah. You've already been in Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Hey before. We saw a number of things. Aleph we saw, Beis we saw. I'm not going to repeat it. Dalad we saw. Oh. Nishmas Adam says, Mahani Atzimah Seinayim. B'chein b'seirisha b'sirbeis. That's why I say, I don't want to read Mishnah Berurah, I want to be more machlok. Do you mean me machlok Mishnah Berurah? He says it's closing wise helps, I want to say it doesn't help. This is what the Sharon is on. Okay, watch this. Oh. Daka l'chasosu, look at this. Afilu amein daka l'chasosu yak b'shuk lo b'vayis v'chotzer, v'komim b'chlal erevahi, v'chulei alma, afilu b'vayis, osu z'likus v'negda. That's what the world holds. The Shiri carbon held differently, if you recall. Okay. V'daud, hear this, watch this. Ooh. Tafilu am derech ishlu v'chavir osev, osu mokol, derech b'gili rosh b'shuk, derech ha-prutzos, osu. Kamol and Gilu Shoka, also B'chol Gavne, Uchanabas of Cotton Bates. I want to argue this too. I'm arguing, hear what I'm saying. Let's chazer again. The Mishnah Berurah asers, even the Dominicans that way, keep it exposed, the hair, just as he asered, this row on the Shok. Rav Moshe, because the hair is Mutlak Aruch HaShulchan, but the row on the Shok is also. And I want to say the other way around. The Zerah and the Shok is mut like a different Chavudas, and the Seir is awesome. Wow. Kind of love the Torah, don't you? So many possibilities. Kevin the Shvichas the Chasas HaSaros B'Tzad HaDin, which the Isser Torah with the Chsiv, Prostration B'Chal HaDahit Mechus. So use the word Isser, which not everyone agrees to. The Gam Kol, look at this, look at this. Rabbi Sai, the Mishnah Berurah was written probably even later than the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know which volume came out when, you know? But around the same time, What did Aruch HaShulchan say? Oh, it's only many years, but when the Sanhedrin Rav did not keep covering the hair. Look what he writes. He's in the Varnit, the big city. He's writing in Radin. V'gam kol b'nos Yisrael ha-magzikos b'das Moshe v'nisoros mizeh mimos avosena me'ola v'arato! What does that mean?
I don't know.
B'chlal ervahi v'yosu likos k'negdan v'lo bolamay rak b'sulos sh'mutos v'rosh peruah That's all, finished. Kotel Chayodam. Nochrios, for both sides. Non-Jewish women. She'ena Musaras Lachasa Sarah. Sarach Iyun Imdina Bezeke Psulos. You know what's going on? Chayot is Mesupik. You have a cleaning lady. She's in the house. Assuming she's dressed properly, but she doesn't cover her hair. Can you bench? Can you say Krishna? Interesting. Everybody should talk about this here too.
Why would she be different than any other non-Jewish
lady?
I feel like you should have been seen on the internet.
Hold on. Be patient. We'll see in a minute what's going on. But Moshe is a tshuva about this. In Chelek Dalet, in Simet Tezvav, look what Moshe writes. Hinei B'dvar, this is already written in 1972. Likwas Kriyash V'negat Isha Nachris, a non-Jewish woman, Shagufa Mechusa Karoi, Avos Saras and Mechusas. Shatola, he had the whole shtickle term. Watch this. Look what it says. Sula Shadaka Nel Pruos Harosh, Leka Hiru Ari Deze. But in the Shalom, Shanakrus, oh, Hey Mimokom Shagam Hey Machasas Rosh and Shane Suas, who can the Mefurish person end up from the Ches, Beishisish, the Bene Noah, Mamas Hatarosa, and Ravuna, Mishapora Rosh and Mishuk. Pirish Rashi, Shay Rigilos, look carefully. Afanakrios and the Suas. So, lots of the Pura Rosh. So, after Rav Moshe, I think it's 1,000% right. But my name is Shios, it's with Rosh Perua, the non-Jewish women. Ain lesser. Kimab Mesulos, Shirt and Starak Loma, Kemet and Mesulos, and Megillus, the Chassis Rosh, and Lekahiru. And Ochris Abba Nesulos, Kemet and Shadaka, that was my name, the Pura Rosh, Lekahiru. I was much hope of a Chusos. Yet Shasta, but Shabika Hiru. I think he's right. Now, there's no problem. Now, Rabbosai, the Rambam never mentioned Sevi Sha'erva with respect to Krishna. Never. Can't submission pointed it out. In Isurei Bia, What did the Rambam say? What did the Rambam say? So we've been in the Rambam. Let's go back to the Rambam. We've been in many times already before, but we'll see it again one more time. Rambam. Perek Chof Aleph. What does it say over here? Rambam is very important. The Rambam writes as follows. Look what it says. Hamistakel b'afil b'etzpek tana shalisha. V'niskavya nehonos. Shishinistakel b'mokam ha-Torah. Okay. That's even a lot of you exposed. V'afil l'shmo kol ha-erva, which is not supposed to be sung in the public presence of men. Oliros sara, which is not supposed to be exposed in the presence of men. Asur rabosai. You know why? Rabbeinu l'shitaso. I'm a hold, even a pnuya has to cover her hair, rabosai. So according to the Rambam, Seir, Isha is like Kol Isha, it applies to all women. It's don't cheat the Rambam. So what will be the din? So close your eyes. According to the Rambam, should work. Oh. This being the case, Rabosai, I want to say, according to the Rambam, Seor is like Tefach, Zroah, and Shok. It does cause here. Rambam says to the Farish. Because if she tosses a single woman have to cover there. That being the case, the Ocha Shulchan is right. According to the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan is right. How do you like that? The Rambam's Chumah, even single women should cover their hair, leads to a Kula. The Aruch HaShulchan is right. If they don't do it nowadays, there'll be no problem. And therefore, against the Chazanish, you don't know she's married, it's no problem. However, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass in the food is not to cover her hair, the Maisa. So therefore, says a special din, Chazanish is right, and Aruch HaShulchan is not necessarily correct. That's what's written in the Minasei. Wow. So you see, Rabosai, life is not so easy. Chumras eat the coolest, the coolest eat the chumras. Now I want to show you something which I saw in the beautiful Tshuva Sefer called the Shevet HaLevi. Hope they have it here. Let's see. Rabbi Vosner Shlita. Oh. Good thing. They only have the first five halakim.